This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME in Ellsworth, Maine. And this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 4th. In case you missed the earlier announcement, Dayton Hamvention 2022 is on. Hamvention General Chairman Rick Allnut, WSAG, said this week. He said many Hamvention volunteers attended the recent Orlando Hamcation in Florida and were encouraged to see so many friends at that show. Allnut spoke recently with Tim Duffy, K3LR, for his DX Engineering YouTube show.
Rick, you know, one of the things I get asked about all the time is, what about the food vendors at Hamvention? Can you talk about that, Rick?
One of the things that was true about Hera as a place, God rest its soul, was that the food wasn't all that good. And one of the things that that the committee that helped to choose the fairgrounds as the location, and in negotiation with the Greene County Fairgrounds, is we insisted that the food that's going to be available is of a much higher quality. So we have really tasty food of a lot of different kinds, not just hamburgers and hot dogs.
Many Hamvention tickets were sold at the pre-show price and are also available on the Hamvention website. Hamvention, an ARRL-sanctioned event, will be held May 20th through the 22nd at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. And, of course, ARRL Expo will be there. It's going to be wonderful, Allnut told DX Engineering's Tim Duffy. ARRL has filed comments with the U.S. Forest Service seeking an exemption for amateur radio facilities to a proposed new $1,400 annual administrative fee. The USFS proposal resulted from requirements in the Farm Bill of 2018, which directs the Forest Service to collect fees in order to recover costs to the agency, sort of like the yet-to-be-imposed FCC ham radio application fees. The $1,400 proposed fee is on top of fees such as rent already being paid. Existing fees generally have been in the $130 to $140 a year class for amateur uses. The comment filing window has been reopened and extended, so additional comments will be accepted through March 31st. If you missed the first comment period or have more to say, go for it. ARRL stressed that equipment, maintenance, and other costs associated with amateur radio facilities on U.S. Forest Service lands are, quote, borne solely by the volunteer radio amateurs themselves. This is ARRL Audio News, heard in Champaign, Illinois, Thursdays at 9:15 p.m. on the 146.76 repeater, courtesy of the Twin Cities Amateur Radio Club. Time now for the AMSAT report. Another amateur satellite has received its Oscar designation, CenoSat-1, which was developed by Orion Space. AMSAT Nepal and AMSAT Spain has a radiation center payload and a store and forward transponder. It's now known as Nepal Oscar 116 or NO116. If you need Saba and St. Eustatius, PJ5, on satellite, Frank K3TRM will be operating as PJ5/K3TRM from March 6th to the 12th. Take this opportunity to grab the island for a new DXCC or VUCC entity in your log. Launched in August 1996, FO-29 continues to operate well if you've ever worked RS-44. FO-29 is just as easy. If you're learning how to operate the linear satellites, give FO-29 a shot. The satellite does have battery issues and is only active as long as the control operators feel the battery won't degrade too far. At that point, it's turned off. The AMSAT report comes to us each week, courtesy of Bruce Page, KK5DO. In what might be a first, the Northeast Ham Exposition will host both the New England and Hudson Division conventions this year. Ham Exposition takes place August 26th through the 28th in Marlborough, Massachusetts, and tickets will become available on May 1st. Formerly known as Boxborough, and still called that by a lot of people in New England, the New England Division Convention features a Saturday morning keynote address, Friday and Saturday evening banquets with guest speakers, a large outdoor flea market, and ample indoor vendor space. Proceeds from the convention will benefit scholarships for both New England and Hudson Division students. Volunteers and speakers will be drawn from both divisions. Other details will be worked out as things progress. ARRL Hudson Division Director Rhea Jairam, N2RJ, said that by joining forces with the New England Division for a joint convention, we can, quote, bring back a sense of nostalgia and community. New England Division Director Fred Kemmerer, AB10C, called it a great opportunity to expand Ham Exposition participation and programs and to support scholarships for young hams in both divisions. Many of those advisory notices sent out each month by the ARRL Volunteer Monitor Program go to stations heard operating outside the operator's license privileges. While some may be doing so deliberately, it seems that many of these reports reflect a lack of clarity regarding the Part 97 amateur radio service rules. Most recent incidents have frequently entailed FT8 digital mode operation by technician licensees on 20 and 40 meters. Technician licensees do not have any operating privileges on 20 meters, let alone digital privileges, and FT8 is a digital protocol after all. Technicians have CW privileges on 80, 40, and 20, but don't have digital privileges on any of those bands. ARRL has a convenient chart on its website that details privileges available to all license classes. Technicians have RTTY and data privileges, including FT8, on 10 meters from 28 to 28.3. ARRL Audio News is heard in Chicago, Illinois, Tuesdays at midnight on the 22452 repeater, courtesy of the Nightcrawlers Net. Radio amateurs in Ukraine appear to be diligently maintaining radio silence as the state of emergency declared there just prior to the Russian military invasion remains in effect. A February 24th decree from President Volodymyr Zelensky included a ban on the operation of amateur radio transmitters for personal and collective use. The Ukraine Amateur Radio League, the UARL, reported this past week that it has received many messages of encouragement from the worldwide amateur radio community. The International Amateur Radio Union, the IARU, has adopted a neutral stance. IARU is, as they put it, an apolitical organization focused on promoting and defending amateur radio and the amateur radio services. The amateur radio service is about self-instruction and communications and friendship between people, the IARU said. IARU Region 1 has said it continues to monitor the development and expects all radio amateurs to follow their national laws and regulations. IARU Region 1 also reposted part of an advisory from the Deutscher Amateur Radio Club, the DARC, on February 27th. Any radio amateur currently transmitting from Ukraine is risking his or her life, DARC said. If you hear a Ukrainian station, do not report its call sign, location, or frequency anywhere. You may be putting lives at risk. The DARC's overarching advice: in the current situation, the best we can do is listen. Some announcements. CPAC 2022 online registration has been delayed due to technical difficulties restarting the registration web pages. CPAC anticipates that online registration will open on March 7th. CPAC 2022 will host the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention June 3rd through the 5th. www.cpac.org. Bouvet Island 3Y0JD Expedition co-leader Ken Opsgar, LA7GIA, has updated plans for the January 2023 de-expedition, noting that the camp setup plan will be finalized over the next 3 months. The plan is to get a small head start once they arrive. Tad Cook, K7RA in Seattle, reports solar activity was weaker over the February 24th to March 2nd reporting week, with the average daily sunspot number dipping from 54 to 44, but average daily solar flux rising slightly from 95 to 98. Solar flux is predicted to be in the 100-plus range for the next week or so. Enjoy. And that's ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 4th, 2022. For details on these and other amateur radio news stories, visit the ARRL homepage, www.arrl.org, or even better, subscribe to the ARRL letter via your ARRL website member profile. It's free, and it'll show up every week in your mailbox. Let us know if you listen to ARRL Audio News with an email to audionews@arrl.org. For now, I'm Rick Lindquist, WW1ME in Ellsworth, Maine, 73, and at least for one more time, I'll see you next week, everybody.
ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.